If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Live, I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you, so that's what we're about to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about what drug companies are doing through the FDA back channel. And what that may mean for you and your health. We're also going to try to see if we can touch on some topics like reducing pain, antihistamine, some things we didn't get in last time. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face.
And so today's devotional is in Proverbs. This is 22. By humbly and with fear of the Lord, you will gain riches and honor in life. Let another man praise you and not thy own mouth, a stranger and not thy own lips. So that's right. Let's be humble. Let's not be arrogant and heady. And let's fear the Lord, because that's, well, the whole truth of the matter is fear God and obey the commandments. That's the whole duty of man. And there it is in a nutshell. Do you need anything more said? No. Mind time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, you know what I forgot before we jump into the quacker? I forgot to mention Alan Phillips. He's a vaccine attorney in Asheville, North Carolina. He's the one that goes out and, you know, he helps parents stand their ground legally if they don't want to have vaccines. Anyway, so he's under attack through the North Carolina Bar Association for doing what he does. They don't even talk about vaccines. They're just saying he's practicing law without a license, but he is licensed. He is an armchair attorney for those outside of North Carolina, which you're allowed to have, by the way. Anyway, it's you know what it is. Anyway, he's got a FundMe page to help with his defense, because he does a lot of things pro bono. He does a lot of clinics and educational clinics free. So the guy's not rolling in dough is what I'm saying. So if you would like to get the hot link to help him with his legal defense, and he does have a hearing coming up on the 7th of February, so if you would pray for Alan, and you can shoot me an email saying, hey, you want the hot link for Alan's GoFundMe page, and just send it to WendyW@thepowerherbs.com, and I'll forward that link to you. Okay. All right, getting to the quack report. Bluetooth earpieces, they say, now can increase your risk of dizziness, depression, and more. This Bluetooth technology people wear for long periods of time to free up their hands. But it's really like baking yourself inside a microwave oven with dirty electricity, the RF radiation. Various studies have come out that, you know, Bluetooth technology can create tumors in your brain, produce anxiety, can produce newborn birth defects, depression, sleep problems. And so Wi-Fi and all this stuff, creating all kinds of things. So please do your homework on that. Moving along in the quack report. This was kind of interesting. This was called the vasectomy zone. I don't know if you heard of this, Frank, but Philadelphia City Planning Commission is weighing some proposals on some of their zoning changes that would ban new daycare centers, along with stores like car repair shops, and also any builders building three-bedroom homes. So it's hitting some fierce resistance there in old Philly. But it's hints of a broader relationship between city planners in numerous states that are kind of crowding out families with children in, the city areas. So U.S. birth recently, the birth rate of U.S. citizens dropped again, a new 30-year low. Millennial, people aren't thinking about planning for kids either. So this is kind of a bizarre thing. Massachusetts state senator coined the term. This phenomenon statewide is called the vasectomy zone. So it's like kind of telling folks, you know, we don't want families here. We're not going to have your car repair shop close by. We are not going to have your daycare center close by. All those things that, you know, parents look for aren't going to be available in a lot of zoning areas. So just be aware of that. It's craziness. Last but not least in the quack report, here's some research. This is in the Polos One Journal. Northwestern University School of Medicine did some research on the bright light exposure you get from electronic devices. They say it could influence your blood sugar levels. So the study, the researchers found that if you're exposed to bright lights like your blue light, can increase insulin resistance. And insulin resistance occurs when a person is really not able to move the glucose from the bloodstream adequately. And so they think a lot of this technology is influencing now blood sugar levels. So, and more research is coming. So, you know, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, get some protection and prayer. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Yes, Frank, I know. I mean, Frank asked, how is that city zoning stuff not a discrimination? Well, you know, because the city council people, they say, well, you voted us in office. Right? So we're going to do what we want to do. And that's pretty much the attitude. You see that with, you know, raising property taxes and without you voting on it and that kind of thing. All right. We're going to be talking about the drug companies exploiting the FDA's back channel, putting all your supplements at risk. Yes, you want to hear about this. The devil's in the details. Always remember that. So the drug companies are taking nutritional elements. They're exploiting them through a lot of red tape. They're changing actually your supplement ingredients into drugs. And then they file with the FDA a petition to ban any supplements from the market. I'm going to get into this in a minute, what they're doing. But I reported last year, if you recall, that the pharmaceutical industry was dissecting nutrients in your foods, your spices, and your herbs in order to somehow control those elements. You know, and at the time, it wasn't really determined how they wanted to control them and how they're going to go about doing that. But we're going to take a look at what has developed and what is in development. And if it's going to, well, it looks like it could set a dangerous precedent, which would mean your cost and availability of your supplements can drastically change. If the FDA allows this and the drug companies get their way, be ready. Let's talk about this back channel a minute. The drug companies have made pretty much drug copycats of about 10 nutrients. And they have filed documents with the FDA that this nutrient is now really a drug and it requires FDA oversight and regulation. So if the identified nutrient is present, let's say in some natural sources, and, you know, and that the natural sources is now going to be, I don't know, classified as a drug, would that be removed from the market? There's big questions there. Nobody seems to know the answer. So this is how a drug company actually removes the competition from supplements and then takes over the segment of the marketplace. So according to Jonathan Landsman, he's with the Natural Health 365, he said a drug company's recently pushed vitamin B6, which is your pridoxamine, okay? They pushed it into the drug category. And we're going to talk about how they did that. So the importance of garnishing the rights to your B6 supplement is that your human body needs B6. Okay, so if they're going to garnish the rights of you having availability access to it, this is huge. Okay, so what does B6 do for you health-wise? Well, it helps your metabolism to function. It also helps your body to produce energy, and it regulates your mood. The vitamin also helps the body make niacin from tryptophan, and also it helps your digestive system extract protein from your food and then convert it to energy for your cells. B6 is also so widely used by your body, it's really necessary to regulate your reproductive function, so your hormonal system and your pregnancies and things like that. And you can't have any kind of neurological health without B6, and it does help a lot other functions in the body, but we're not going to list all of them. So you get the picture. B6 is kind of essential. Here is a quote from Natural Health 365. They say, the FDA back channel allows drug companies to start investigating a nutrient for use in drug manufacture before supplement companies can file a notification. The drug company can request that the FDA remove the supplement version from the market. So, for instance, in 1997, Emanis Medical Company filed an application regarding an amino acid called L-glutamine, and this helps the body with digestion, blood sugar, brain function, weight management, muscle strength, and also to help your body detox itself. So any supplement claiming to contain that ingredient, that nutrient, the FDA can now remove and prohibit from sale. So then the drug companies then can market any product with the ingredient and also charge drug prices. So a supplement with your L-glutathione would have cost you $10 a month as a supplement. Now it's regulated as a drug, and if you want to have any of that as a supplement, or now it's a drug, it's $40,000 a year, and the drug is called Enveri. Yeah. So you talk about somebody just absconding, hijacking your nutrition. Natural Health 365 is also pointing out that this principle of using the back channel can be used against the CBD oil manufacturing part of the industry, or any supplement, really, any. So this is really dangerous. So the Alliance for Natural Health has actually posted some feedback on their page. They have a feedback page. So you can actually notify the FDA of your public opinion regarding this back channel loophole, and you can send your thoughts via their petition link. So now if you're on the newsletter subscription from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, you would get this hot link in your newsletter. So like tomorrow, HealthQuest newsletter goes out. If you're on the HealthQuest newsletter list, and of course the newsletter's free, there's no subscription fee at all. So if you're on the newsletter list, you will get this hot link, and you just click it. You go over there, tell the FDA what you think about all this, and of course, you know, I'm sure there's other ways to let them know, but this is just convenient. Definitely. And of course, if you don't want to be on the newsletter, if you want to drop me an email, I can send you the link manually if you really want it that way. But the newsletters are great. Well, let's talk about this loophole. So if we take a look at what the FDA describes as a new drug application, we see how really easy it is for the big pharma to really abscond with just about any element in nature. So here's what the FDA posted on their website regarding drug companies filing new drug applications for what were once your nutrients, like vitamins and minerals and amino acids. Here's what the FDA says. The FDA's role in the development of a new drug begins when the drug sponsor, aka manufacturer or marketer, let's just say drug company, has screened the new molecule for pharmacological activity and toxicology, any potential to animals or man, and wants to test its diagnostic or therapeutic potential. At this point, the molecule legal status changes from cosmetic, food source, to a new drug, and is subject to requirements and drug regulation. So all they have to do is file a form, right? Right? And, you know, I don't know if the FDA is going to be asking for, you know, any scientific data. They may. But at this point, all they have to do is file a form. And then, boom, how many supplements are now not permitted for sale? Oh, well, you know, when, you know, some people say, you know, but what about the grandfather clause? Yeah. Yeah, I know, Frank, man or other animals in the definition of drugs, right? Is that what, yes, federal and state. But what about the grandfather clause? Well, typically, the FDA has operated on a grandfather clause for supplement ingredients that have been on the market since 1994. However, investigators have heard that there may be some backpedaling on that. According to Nutra Ingredients USA and the Council for Responsible Nutrition, The existing grandfather clause may not be the barrier it once was. Now, the drug companies may be applying pressure to the FDA to not honor the clause. We're not sure. Something about, you know, the list of those grandfathered nutritional elements hasn't been agreed upon. Okay. So if you'll recall, the grandfather clause kind of appeared at the same time the Dietary Supplements and Health Education Act came about in 1994. So according to the Council for Responsible Nutrition, the FDA is saying that some of the nutrients on the list were not adequately presented by the health industry in 1994, and therefore their previous marketing protections essentially have vaporized. So the FDA is demanding they produce extensive evidence supporting ingredients and marketing of that dietary supplement that includes cataloging, business records, advertising, sale, you know, your accounting records that you sold it for the last 15 years. Oh, that's not burdensome, right? All right, so most companies, hey, they only retain records for what, 10 years typically? So ingredients are ungrandfathered now on a technicality. How about that? Right? All right, so, I have another question. Okay, so this is vitamin B6, right? Your chemical component which makes vitamin B6. Consider also the food sources that contain vitamin B6. And would these foods also then change from a food category to a drug category? You got to ask this. You would think that these foods definitely would qualify for the grandfather clause. Let me list them for you. Grass-fed beef, grains, turkey, salmon, tuna, swordfish, mackerel, herring, haddock, halibut, potato, pork, figs and prunes, chicken, carrots, bananas, avocado, tomato, sweet potatoes, lentils and beans, and acorn squash. Hello? I think they've been around more than 15 years, right? Here is a quote from Andrew Shea. He's a PhD Vice President of Scientific Regulatory Affairs for the Council for Responsible Nutrition. He says this. He's very disappointed with the FDA. He says, pyridoxamine, your vitamin B6, is unequivocally a dietary ingredient because it is one of the three primary natural forms of vitamin B6, and it's one of the two predominant forms in animal products used as human food. End of quote. Well, see, Dr. Andrew Shea, the problem is you're talking to people that are unreasonable. You're communicating with people that, you know, they just don't think like normal people, in my opinion. Can't rationalize with them. There's no rational thought there. All right, so what can we take away from this? Well, what we can see going on here is the implementation of your Codex Food Harmonization, your Codex Alimentarius, if you want to call it that, through the backdoor application. So we are really supposed to believe that your codex is going to protect you from bad supplements or bad foods, and it's a good thing. Well, it's really about control and greed and nothing more, really. And now is the time to let the FDA know about your displeasure in the FDA's compliance in allowing drug companies to muscle everyone out of the supplement industry and then slap drug prices on your vitamins, your minerals, or your foods. So if it continues to be allowed, I think the health of humans is in peril. Now, what does the Bible say in the latter days? That, you know, take a wheelbarrow of cash to buy a loaf of bread? This could be the reason. All right, so if you have power, it's time to exercise it. See, you have power using your foods, your spices and herbs to be healthy. And you may be too healthy, and the drug companies have noticed this drop in drug sales. More people are globally looking for natural ways to improve their health, and more patients are questioning doctors on drug therapies, and millennials, oh, they reject the whole concept of drugs for health. They do. So the only way drug companies can remain in power for, what, the next 50 years is to remove the supplement competition through regulation, creating a market that makes supplements super expensive and create more disease. So don't let that happen. You should stand up for your rights to have clean, healthy food and medicinal herbs that God provided for everyone. And do your part now and make your voice heard, or you're going to be wishing you had. Mm-hmm. You are. All right, so if you really need some help getting over the hump, getting something balanced, restored, regenerated, you need some professional strength assistance, well, the manufacturing of professional strength herb formulas may not be fast or inexpensive, but it's a game changer. So Apothecary Herbs naturally ages their certified organic herbs in their organic alcohol, cold presses them, and it produces the most potent tinctures on earth. So if you want to check out these formulas, it's what practitioners are using, and you can order them direct from Apothecary Herbs. Call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And of course, you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you really need Apothecary Herbs. You need that. You need that really super duper professional strength formulation that you're not going to get anywhere else, because other stuff on the market's kind of much weak, watered down and weak. All right, so we're going to be talking about some other things. I know we're coming up to a little bit of break, but I want to cover real quickly a little segment on histamines, and then we'll jump to something else for the second half. But, you know, because I was at the post office, Frank, the other day. I was talking to a postal clerk who had a lot of pressure under their eyes, and I'm like, you have a sinus infection. And they were taking all these histamines, antihistamine things. And I'm like, well, you're trying to dry up the mucus, and how's that working for you? And talk about, you know, just foggy headed and a lot of pressure, not feeling good. And so a lot of people do that. A lot of people go get antihistamines. You know, they have allergies. They're sneezing when the pollen starts coming up in, what, March or April. So we're going to talk a little bit about histamines so that when spring hits here, you'll have a little knowledge of how important histamine is to the body and how you can better manage allergy response without turning everything off and feeling like you can't focus and think. There's an important reason why that's happening. Well, we're going to take a little break. So when we come back, we'll cover that and much, much more. So stay with us.
Right now, our guest star on the Monday edition are some lads who just are breaking attendance records all over the Southland and on tour doing the same thing. Establishing new records in the Southland. Couldn't be more pleased because they're a delightful group of guys and extremely talented. So let's welcome them for the very first time on Shebang. They are the Sea.
You're pushing too hard, you're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard on what you want it to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. You're pushing too hard every night and day. You're pushing too hard, you're pushing too hard on me.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture and Tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
And we are empowering you with more information. We're going to talk about histamines for a little bit here. Allergy symptoms will be, you know, coming upon millions of Americans in the springtime. But I see people using histamines right now, too, for all kinds of sinus infections and things. So we're going to talk a little bit about why doctors suggest or prescribe antihistamines for allergies and other things. And should you be using them? Antihistamine products, are they safe for short-term use, long-term use? Well, the American Medical Association doctors tend to prescribe antihistamines for medical conditions other than allergies. So you may get recommendations to use these types of products for, let's say, the common cold, or if you have eczema, you know, inflammation of the skin. If you have food allergies even, a sinus infection, hay fever, hives, poisonous rashes like poison oak, ivy, sumac. If you have even interstitial cystitis, which is bladder pain, and lymphatic gland conditions, radiation sickness, sleep deprivation even. So the list goes on. So antihistamines are used for a variety of things. So the question is histamine essential for your body and for your health? Well, you have what is called histamine receptors. They're called H1. They're all over your body. And they are on smooth muscle cells, which line the intestines, on cells that line serious cavities like your heart, lymph vessels, your central nervous system, like your spinal cord and your brain. Even your blood vessels have them. So histamine is kind of important. And you have histamine receptors. So what does all this do? Well, the body releases histamine, which can bring a little inflammation, which is an immune system balance reaction. But it also increases circulation, okay? And it can bring allergic reactions on, you know, you'll start sneezing and coughing and producing mucus and things. And histamine really is your local immune system response. It does involve your white blood cells. It helps regulate physiological functions of your thyroid even, okay? And also it regulates your digestive tract and your neurotransmitters in your brain. So that's why when you take antihistamines, you feel like you can't think, foggy, memory bad, you know, having one of those days. So what happens if you're going to be using histamines? Well, if you use a lot of antihistamines, you can experience physiological alterations in your body. You can have antipsychotic reactions with antihistamines and drugs. Research has proven that drugs regulate more than just neurotransmitters. So if you're on antipsychotic drugs, they are also going to target your histamine H1 receptor. So let's say you're on an antidepressant, and then you're going to take an antihistamine drug on top of it. Think about that for a minute. So H1 receptors, your histamine 1 receptors, regulate a lot of functions, and research is even pointing to your antihistamines and also your antipsychotic drugs producing one of the most important health crises in America called metabolism syndrome. So the National Center for Health reports that in 2004, about 66% of adults became overweight or even obese using antidepressants with antihistamine drugs. So it's crazy. You didn't hear that in the news, did you, Frank? No. The stats on obese children are a little lower, but still on the rise since 1970. So what does this all have to do with your antihistamines? Your antipsychotic drugs and your antihistamines are believed to contribute to a majority of your health problems. You may not realize that these antidepressant drugs contain antihistamines already. And in 2007, there was a study by the clinical therapeutics people regarding research at University of Nebraska Medical Center, where the antipsychotic drugs intended to treat the things like schizophrenia and depression, even bipolar disorders, all had antihistamines in them. And sleep aid prescriptions also contained antihistamines. Well, if you don't have the H1 receptor, it affects your sleep. So many don't think of antihistamines as being in what is called the hardcore drug therapy category, but they are. One other thing antihistamines do is deplete your melatonin, your brain hormone that helps you sleep. So why are they in sleep aids? So you take more sleep aid drugs. So insomnia can actually be the result when melatonin levels get disrupted. So sleep deprivation actually triggers depression, and if you are put on antipsychotic drugs, which have more antihistamines in it, it's a vicious cycle. Yeah, you could have been taking, you know, what is it, Sudafed, for instance, for allergies, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're on antidepressants, right? Because you're kind of feeling a little low and gloomy, go to the doctor, put you on that. All right. So if antihistamines disrupt melatonin and create a sleep disorder, you may be wondering, why the heck did they put it in a sleep aid then? I know why. It's a business model. So you buy more sleep aids. All right. Also, the antihistamines are also in your antipsychotic drugs. And you may be wondering, well, what else are they in then? Huh. Well, if you were prescribed any number of over-the-counter medications, you may be getting more antihistamines than you think you need. And you could be putting your cardiovascular system and your central nervous system and your glandular system and your digestive system at serious risk. So your metabolism can be altered, and you may be, you know, picking up weight. You may not realize why that is. New research is showing antipsychotic drugs, antihistamines, they sedate your system, slow down the metabolism while it stimulates your appetite. Okay? So when you're taking these drugs, you have a desire to eat and sleep. And how do these drugs do that? Well, last year, researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine found antipsychotic drugs which have antihistamine in them, control what is called your AMP enzyme, and it raises the level of this enzyme four times above normal. So this enzyme works through the H1 histamine receptor, making you lazy and hungry. So this research was published in the Journal of the National Academy of Sciences, and drug companies have claimed they have produced an antihistamine drug that counters that H1 receptor to help control the appetite enzyme issue. So you may recognize the drug's marketing name, Claritin. Well, the product does not guarantee patients won't gain weight while they take it. And it does stress that if you're pregnant or nursing, or if you suffer from kidney or liver disease, to not use the drug. So there's a big red flag. So if you're taking a look at the Claritin side effects, makes you think the medicine is worse than having an allergy. You may have rash or swelling and itching, nervousness, rapid heartbeat, weakness, stomach pain, dizziness, diarrhea, and respiratory distress. So you can check that out. The CDC.gov also lists those side effects as well. So what do we do if you don't want, you know, to suffer from allergy response? Well, I have found that a lot of times you can be allergic to foods that predispose you to reactions in environment like pollen. So I've noticed that people that used to be highly allergic to the spring and the pollen, when they got off milk products, cow milk, they didn't have that reaction. So a lot of times you're actually allergic to milk and not really pollen. And I know that sounds crazy, but just try it. You know, get off milk. Use a substitute, I don't know, like coconut milk or something. And don't forget, your cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. So if you're coming off cow's milk, you got to get rid of the cow milk cheese. Yogurt as well, ice cream, and read your labels and make sure. It's going to take 2 weeks for that milk protein to come out of your system, so it's going to take at least 2 weeks off the product before you can test to see if that's the reason you're having allergy issues. There's a lot of ways to deal with sinus pressure and allergies. There are a lot of herbal products, too, that will help you out without disrupting your antihistamine H1 receptors and your neurotransmitters and all the things that histamine regulates in your system. So if you're interested, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their free catalog. You'll be amazed what you can do. 866-229-3663. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com if you want to check them out there. Oh, and by the way, Frank, we're coming along with our reemergence or bringing back the herbal detective. So hopefully next week sometime we'll have an announcement. And this will be fun, you know. The herbal detective is on the case. And it's going to be really cool for all that visit the website, and like a mystery and detective work and that kind of stuff. So we're going to have fun with that. And yes, there's a huge financial benefit to all the customers that love the products there. All right, we are going to be looking. We don't have time to go over our bacteria topic because it's way too detailed. So we're going to be talking about pain. Because you know what we have, Frank? We have a aspirin culture, an acetaminophen, Tylenol culture. Bayer Company started making the aspirin product in about 1899, I think, somewhere around then. But it really didn't catch on until World War II. People didn't realize that aspirin is really included in a lot of products, and they just don't know it, sort of like your antihistamine thing. It doesn't have to come in a capsule or a pill. Aspirin ingredients are in caffeine products. Did you know that? Yeah. They're in chewing gum. Well, now, why would they put aspirin in chewing gum? They put it in elixirs prepared by your pharmacist, even. Okay? You'll find aspirin products in products like Distan, Midol, Pepto-Bismol, sign-off sinus product, ibuprofen products, of course, Alka-Seltzer. It's in there. I'm not talking about, you know, I guess I am talking about the one for your upset stomach. It's in there. And you'll find aspirin in a lot of gastrointestinal aids over-the-counter. Kind of questionable since aspirin really is responsible for a majority of the GI complications and death. So you have to ask yourself, why are they putting it in there? It's a business model. How many times I got to tell you? It's so you buy more digestive aids. All right. I know it sounds kind of harsh. It does, but it's the truth. All right. So how does aspirin work? Well, it really doesn't matter what aspirin product you're buying. It all kind of works the same. It blocks the production of a hormone-like chemical, postaglandin, okay? And the postaglandin has a lot of functions, just like your histamine receptor, a lot of functions in the body. It helps your blood to circulate. It helps prevent clotting. It helps keep a regulation on your body temperature. It helps your digestion, and it helps your breathing. So science knows that aspirin blocks this postaglandin. And by blocking it, it's going to give you digestion problems. So why is it in digestive aids? Again, it's a business model. But you're not supposed to know that. Frank, you're not supposed to know that. All right. So like when the body produces high levels of prostaglandins, we experience more pain. So therefore, blocking your pain with aspirin puts the body, more comfortable, but you're at more risk. You are. All right. So what are some of the side effects of aspirin? Other than the most common, a little stomach upset, nausea, bleeding ulcers, severe indigestion. Other than that, aspirin use can also cause dizziness and vomiting, ringing in the ears. People call me all the time with, ringing in the ears, and hearing loss. It can cause hearing loss. And, they have a lot of this stuff in your heart drugs, which produces hearing loss. Think about that. How many people are on with a lot of those congestive heart failure drugs for like 10 years, and they can't hear anything, right? All right. Now, the good news is that if you stop using aspirin, those symptoms tend to go away, okay? If you got consistent long-term use of aspirin, it can damage your organs, your kidneys. It can cause even sudden renal failure of the kidneys. Aspirin also products will interfere with some of your other prescription meds. So if you're on prescriptions for like gout and diabetes and kidney disease, you better not be using anything with aspirin in it. Also be aware that your vitamin C and alcohol slow the elimination of aspirin drugs from your system. Most people don't know that. And the combination of aspirin with alcohol is more irritating to your digestive system than just aspirin alone. So if you're taking aspirin, don't drink. Pregnant women should avoid aspirin as it prolongs their labor. It will produce heavier bleeding and is a risk of abnormal clotting to the mother and baby. So, of course, if it's abnormal clotting, so we know it's messing with your blood proteins that regulate clots in your bloods there. So, of course, most people kind of are aware to avoid giving children aspirin if they have the flu or chickenpox, or they can get that Rye syndrome going on. So what aspirin is acetylsalicylic acid, okay? And what the German company Bayer did in the 1800s, the late 1800s, is there was a chemist there. He was trying to find something to reduce inflammation for a family member that suffered from arthritis conditions. And he kind of accidentally found salicin in willow bark and meadowsweet. Willow bark and then meadowsweet herb, it has salicin in it. And what drug companies do is they isolate and extract that one element so they can patent it and make a drug out of it and charge you a whole lot of money. So you have to ask yourself, well, if it's originally in the plant, can I just, you know, take the plant? Wouldn't that kind of reduce my inflammation and maybe not give me side effects? Bingo. Bingo. You're exactly right. When they isolate an element like salicin, it changes it from salicin to acetylsalicylic acid, and that's your aspirin product today. And that's why you have all these side effects. It's a drug. It's not the same as nature. They stripped it of buffer alkaloids and other enzymes and things that the body has to have in order to utilize salicin properly. Okay? So you can definitely get relief from inflammation and pain using salicin in willow bark and meadowsweet in its whole food state. All right. Also, you want to avoid some of the side effects, ibuprofen, acetaminophen. They were developed to replace aspirin because people were complaining about the side effects. But acetaminophen will reduce fever and pain but does not address inflammation. Ibuprofen works like aspirin by blocking fever and reduces swelling, but there's still a risk of overdose on these products, and long-term use damages kidneys. Okay? Damage, damage, damage. And you never want to shut off a fever with aspirin anyway. Baby aspirin or no. Baby aspirin therapy long-term, they put heart people on that all the time, Frank, you know? So they don't have a heart attack. They don't have clots, blah, blah, blah. Thins the blood. Fibrinogen protein in your blood is the one that prevents you from having clots. Taking aspirin, baby aspirin long-term therapy, you're going to have macular degeneration of the eye. And studies have come out, it doesn't even protect you from blood clots. Garlic. Frank says garlic thins the blood. Yes, it does. You have to, like, eat 4 or 5 cloves a day, and most people get nauseated eating that much. But if you take it in, like, a supplement form, and if you get it, make sure it's not an elephant a hybrid garlic, you know, and make sure they haven't desulfured it, because there goes all the medicinal benefit when they do that. All right. What are some of the natural alternatives then? Well, there is a way to reduce your pain and your swelling and a lot of inflammation and reduce all that and avoid the risk that tends to be associated with your pain relievers on the market. A lot of herbs contain salicin, reduce that. I like to use willow bark and meadowsweet. Both of those herbs, actually. They don't offer side effects, and they're both included in the pain anti-inflammatory professional strength formula liquid that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. They have it in regular and extra strength. Extra strength's popular. It's so popular with people. They just go, give me the extra strength. Some people now, Frank, I've noticed, some people are allergic to prescription painkillers, they can't even take them. It's almost like they didn't take anything at all. And I've run into those types. It's almost like they're wired differently and their nervous system doesn't do anything. Then they go and they take willow bark and meadowsweet, and it's the answer for them. They have chronic pain. Maybe they were a trauma accident. They can't take any of the synthetic drugs for pain. It doesn't do anything. It's frustrating for medical doctors, but they don't know about herbs. See, that's the problem. So meadowsweet is really this wonderful fine fragrance herb. It was harvested a lot in the Middle Ages as part. They used it in the bridal bouquets in the Middle Ages. They used it in for a lot of conditions. Kind of the same thing we use aspirin for today, and it's why pharmaceutical companies isolated it and used it. American colonists used meadowsweet for things like diarrhea and ringing in the ears, the tinnitus. It's the buffer alkaloids in this plant that help with tinnitus. And the herb also helps with digestive problems, and it reduces a lot of inflammation of the intestines. Kind of the opposite of what aspirin does. It causes inflammation and disruption of the digestive system. There was this European study, too, that said meadowsweet kills the bacteria that's responsible for infectious diarrhea. It's also a very powerful analgesic and gets rid of your pain and inflammation. It's a great herb. It's good for arthritis and gout. You know, you can add it to your ginger if you're using that for gout and arthritic issues. Meadowsweet is also very effective against E. coli bacteria and urinary tract infections if you tend to suffer from those. Animal studies show that it has an anticoagulant blood-thinning property in it. Another study showed that your salicin in your whole food herbs reduces blood sugar levels, but you don't want to go beyond doses. You don't want to go too high on doses and avoid a long-term use that reduces the risk of your stomach acid. So, I mean, you know, you just want to use everything in moderation, so don't go overboard. Same applies if you're using meadowsweet and willow bark. Same applies with the chickenpox, flu, fever with kids, and Reye syndrome. I wouldn't use them. Okay? All right? If you suffer from asthma and if you're not on sedatives or other aspirin products, you can use willow bark and meadowsweet. Pregnant women should definitely avoid willow bark and meadowsweet because it tends to trigger uterine contractions. It can interfere also with conception if you're trying to get pregnant. So there. Willow bark, on the other hand, I love willow bark. Great pain reliever. Has a salicin in it. Many people really don't realize that this bark from which the willow comes from is also known as weeping willow. It was Israel that called it weeping willow after they were taken captive into Babylon. That's how long ago it is. And you talk about, you know, past your 15 years FDA regulations on the market thing. There you go. It's all the way back to Babylon. Chinese physicians have used it, wrote about it as a reliever for pain in 500 BC. So it's got a track record, thousands of years. The Germany Commission approves the use of willow bark for things like headaches, rheumatoid arthritis, pain relief, and so on. So you definitely have a winner there with willow bark and meadowsweet. and the same caution applies with your willow bark regarding children with flu and chickenpox. So don't use it. And also, if you suffer from asthma, you could be sensitive to willow bark, so be aware of that. And so if you're looking for a certified organic, naturally aged, cold press, professional strength herb liquid of willow bark and meadowsweet, the folks at Apothecary Herbs go to all that trouble and produce a high-grade product for you, and it's a game changer. So check it out. They have regular and extra strength. If you're on their website, they have coupons up there under each of the product categories. The green button says herb coupons. Don't forget to click on that and save some money. And give them a call at 866-229-3663. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is where your healthcare options just became endless. And I see I'm out of time. I've enjoyed every second, and I will be back next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.